Good evening again from Mammoth Spring High School. It is time for Mammoth Spring Lady Bear basketball and Alton Lady Comet basketball as the two teams square off here in the semifinals of the sixth annual Battle of the Border. Your Lady Bear basketball being brought to you by Ozarka College, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, Seth Godwin, your agent in Fulton County, the Bank of Salem in Mammoth Spring and Salem, Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains, Palace Drugstore in Mammoth Spring and Salem, FNBC Community Bankers, Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius Broker with offices in Thayer and Willow Springs, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, and the Mammoth Spring School District. Those are your Lady Bears sponsors, and Mike has our Lady Comet sponsors.
And the All-Lady Comets are powered by Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton, your agent at Oregon County, Mills Feed in Alton, Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Tree, Alton Auto Parts and Gun and Pond, Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis in Alton, the Fuel Express and the Quick Connection in Alton, Monty's Outdoors in West Plains, and West Plains Bank and Trust Company.
All right, we are set for the semifinals here. The third game of the day here from Mammoth Spring High School in the sixth annual Battle of the Border. The Comets and the Lady Bears, and should be a dandy so far. It's been competitive all the way. Thayer did pull away for a big win in their victory earlier tonight against the Highland Rebels, but it was close there for a long time.
Yeah, we've had two very competitive games so far, and you mentioned the Thayer Lady Bobcats with a win. They, you know, ended up winning by 20, but it was a two-point game at halftime.
Yeah, it was.
And Highland just kind of ran out of gas, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats really kind of, they picked up their game in the second half. I thought played a lot harder in the second half. But you talk about two teams playing hard. That boys' game was something to watch. That semifinal, Mammoth Spring and Highland, huge rivalry game anyway, and you're playing at Mammoth Spring for the rights to move into the tournament championship, and it was everything we hoped, and this one, Mike, will be the same way.
Yeah,
the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears have been defending champions, defending state champions, ranked number one, and all those things. But these Alton Lady Comets are pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good basketball team.
Yeah, I believe they're 5-1 coming in tonight. So it's anybody's ball game here tonight. Yeah, and you never know when you get in a tournament, huge crowd, great atmosphere.
Exactly.
You never know who's going to respond and who's not.
Now, the winner will move on to take on the Thayer Lady Bobcats in the championship game Saturday evening, 6 o'clock here at Mammoth Spring High School. And boy, you want to be here early and get you a good seat and get ready for that one, because whoever plays Thayer, that's going to be a good game. That's a big rivalry either way.
Yeah, and of course, the consolation games, you know, before that, the girls' consolation, Willow Springs and Viola, that'll be Saturday at, 12 o'clock. And then the boys' consolation game will be a good one as well.
Yeah.
And you got, Kabul and
Neelyville.
Kabul. They're playing in that one. So, yeah, a lot of good games coming up on the weekend.
All right, both the teams are heading to the sidelines here. They'll get some final instructions from the coaches. And we'll get ready for some more exciting basketball here on K-Country 95. And, man, after that last one, I hope it keeps going like this. It's been fun. I saw a bunch of good games here this week already.
Yep.
And so we're looking forward to this one. The Bears will be the home team on the scoreboard. It's the top seed. They're in the home white, trimmed in blue lettering. And the Comets in those road blue, trimmed in gold and black with black lettering on the jerseys. And we'll get the starters as they take the floor here, although we pretty well know who's going to be out there for both teams. Looks like it's going to be a fun matchup. All right. Again, if you were with us earlier, our games earlier tonight, it was the Thayer Lady Bobcats with a 53-28 win over the Highland Rebels, and the Mammoth Spring Bears in the game that just finished up beat the Highland Rebels 64-58. And they're announcing somebody's vehicle.
That's somebody's vehicle parked in a no parking zone. They're going to have to get that moved, and that'll be an issue here on Saturday. So I think Mike said that a moment ago. If you're coming Saturday, you might want to get here early.
Get here early. Yeah, if you may be standing if you don't, because this gym is packed.
And here's the thing, Mike. They got a great concession stand. They're doing burgers and hot dogs and all kinds of nachos and all kinds of other stuff. So just come plan on spending the day on Saturday and bring a little folding money and help out some of the school groups that have got things going on in the lobby. It's going to be a great time. But great time here tonight in this final semifinal game in the girls' bracket, and the Alton Lady Comets, they got the size advantage. You know, it's been a while since Mammoth Spring with the Crow girl has not had a size advantage. And she graduated, gone on to Walnut Ridge to play at the next level. But the Old Lady Comets have got Allie Willard, a 6'2 junior,
right,
and she's a player already committed to Missouri S&T.
Yeah, they're introducing the starters right now for Alton, and they come out first of all with looks like Miley Haney, Mackenzie Smith, Jaylee Reese, Evan Montgomery, and as you said, Allie Willard, the starters for the Alton Lady Comets. Now we'll get the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, and they'll dim the lights and do it up right here.
They do the whole thing, don't they?
The student section will get excited, and we'll get set for the defending state champion Mammoth Spring Bears to take the floor here. They're same five that has started all year long. Of course, they moved the sophomore up. She was all-conference in the junior girls last year, moved up, helped a lot in the state tournament. She's the first player out, number five, Molly Corbett. And the rest of them are all seniors in the starting lineup. Lainey Young, number three for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. She is their defensive specialist. You do not want to put the ball out in front of Lainey. She will take it away from you. Brim Washam, number four, the leading scorer for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears on the season. Tay Davis, their point guard, wears number 23. And the final player out, Adriana Corbett, number 24. She's their rebounder, post defense. Like you said, they do lose a lot of size. They do come off the bench with, they have the Robbins girl, who's a sophomore. She's about 5'10", is about the biggest player on the team, and she'll come in, she'll play quite a bit. But they'll give up some size here to the Lady Comets. Teams are ready to go. At least the Comets are ready to go. Mama's still talking. Tay Davis will step into the center circle. She'll jump it up with Allie Willard. Willard, of course, with a big height advantage, but Davis can jump, so we'll see what happens. The ball, bad toss, controlled by the Alton Lady Comets.
Terrible toss.
That was a terrible toss, but the Alton Comets got it. They work it inside, and the ball's knocked loose, picked up by Lainey Young. Off to Davis. Davis up the floor to Washam, across the floor to Corbett. Good ball movement. Bears with it. Young thought about the three, didn't take it. Washam will give it to Corbett. Back out to Molly Corbett, around into the corner to Lainey Young. To Washam, top of the key. Shot clock down to 16. Into the middle. Washam goes around the defender, puts it up off the glass for two. Brim Washam with a nice move, got to the basket for the easy one. Alton comes back on offense now, out front. Hard to see the numbers with us, dark coloring on the jersey. That is, looks like Montgomery with the dribble. She puts the shot up, gonna draw a foul. Nice move to the basket by Evan Montgomery, good strong move.
Yeah, Evan, a three-year starter for the Lady Comets, been starting since she was a freshman, obviously. And Coach Shane Benson told me the other day, might be the best pure girl shooter that he ever coached.
That's saying a lot because he's coached a bunch of them.
Yes, he has.
Shot on the way by Montgomery. We shouldn't have said that.
We did say free throw shooter.
Yeah, we didn't say free throw, did we? She missed the first one. It's still 2-0 early in this ball game. It's 7:06 left to play first quarter. Second free throw. There's the shooter. Montgomery knocks it in quickly up the floor. Washam with a basketball out to Davis. Tay picks up the dribble, gives it to Molly Corbett. Good quick passes here by the Lady Bears. Lady Bears on offense, Washam with it. Washam over to Corbett. Molly Corbett down in the corner. Lainey Young out to Davis. She's gonna fire for three. That's in and out, no good. Fight for the rebound, Lainey Young with it. Gives it to Molly Corbett. Molly puts it up and draws a foul. Good rebounding by the Lady Bears. We talked about that size. They do a good job though, blocking out and getting rebounds. Molly Corbett, the sophomore, at the line. A couple of dribbles. She'll get set for the first one. It's on the way, and it is no good. Rolled around and come out.
I've been telling you all night, Mike, they've got a lid or something on that basket on that end.
Like it, don't it? Second shot is on the way for Molly. It's up, and it's good. The lid came off for a second.
Well, full court pressure by the Lady Bears.
Bears with a little pressure as Montgomery tries to bring it up. Montgomery guarded by Davis. Great matchup there, but two really good guards. Montgomery on the dribble. Now switch off to Corbett. Pass over. Almost a steal. We're going to get a foul called. Laney Young called for the foul. Her first. I hope the fouls are not like what they were in the boys' game. Everybody was in foul trouble. Montgomery with the basketball. She's guarded by Davis. Picks up the dribble. She needs help. Brings it out to number 14. That's Haney. Then Haney goes inside to Willard. Willard powers it up and in. Not much you can do when she gets it there.
Yeah, you've got to keep her from catching it down low.
Bears back on offense. They are tied now, 3-3. Laney Young, she's going to take the three. It's on the way. It's no good. Fight for the rebound. Molly Corbett back up and in. Molly Corbett with 3 points. Bears with a steal. Tay Davis to the basket. Puts it up and in. 7-3. Bears with 4 quick points here. Montgomery will bring it up against Davis. Crosses half court. On the dribble. Gets the screen. Now picked up by Molly Corbett. Bears, good defense here. Staying in front of Montgomery. With the basketball, Haney. Looking inside to Willard. The ball's loose on the floor. Picked up by Young. Off to Davis. Tate up the floor to Adriana Corbett. Back to Davis. Now over to Washam. She'll fire for three. That's off the rim. Bad. Little long. And rebound picked up by the Alton Lady Comets. Alton slowing things down here. They don't want to get in a running game with the... that's a 10-second call. They slowed it down too much. Trying to take their time, bringing the ball up the floor, and got called for 10 seconds.
Had 3 turnovers on the Lady Comets already in this game.
Already with 3 turnovers, as Mike said. So the Bears' defense affected them so far. With the basketball, Davis thought about the three. She's going to come across to Corbett. Corbett drives in. Pass inside. It's going to go off the Lady Comets and out of bounds. I believe number 5 got a hand on it. Dove after it. Jaylee Reese couldn't quite save it.
And the officials talk about this one, and I think it's unfortunate for the Alton Lady Comets. Well, they're going to give them the ball.
Oh, they're going to give it to Alton. Yeah.
I thought it should have been a kickball on Mammoth Spring. And it did go off of Alton out of bounds, but I think they maybe a little makeup here or something.
Maybe it was. But anyway, Alton has the basketball. That's all that matters. Lady Comets with the ball. Evan Montgomery guarded by Davis. And again, needs to get it across half court. Does. On the dribble, trying to get around Davis. Holds up behind the three-point line. Lobs it into Willard. Willard puts a shot up and draws the foul. That's what Alton's got to do. They've got to get it inside to Allie Willard, because the Bears have no answer for that right there. She gets it in there.
No, and the thing is Mammoth Spring, they're smart. I mean, you've got 4 players out there that started for 4 years.
Exactly.
And played in 2 state championship games, and they know that. So they're gonna pancake Willard. They're gonna sandwich Willard one in front, one in back all night long.
I think they're gonna really rely on their press to keep it from even getting that far.
Yeah, exactly.
Into the lane. Bears get the rebound on the missed free throws. Wash them off to Davis. Tay back to Bryn. Bryn directing traffic. Gives it to Young. Over to Davis. Underneath to Corbett. Or to Wash them. Wash them to Corbett. Corbett puts it up and in. Adriana with her first 2. Good pass in there. You can tell the Lady Bears a little bit more focused than they were in the game on Tuesday.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, as the tournament progresses, the focus becomes greater,
right?
Well,
the starters barely played Tuesday. They sit on the bench quite a bit. They're getting to play. They're going to be playing more tonight. They'll have to. The Lady Comets is going to make a play, and she stepped on the end line. Got a toe over the line.
Yeah, pass was just a little bit tall. And that's saying something when you throw it over Allie Willard's head.
Coach Benson wants to call the timeout. We'll take a break. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, you aren't just a number on the scoreboard. With 1.3 million insured, we have a long history of making good plays. That's why, game day and every day, make us your friends for life. Contact your local Farm Bureau agent for more information or visit us at www.sfbli.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
And we are the Mammoth Spring High School, the 6th annual Battle of the Border. They're still working, trying to get those cars moved outside. They've warned them a couple of times. Somebody's going to get towed for long.
And you know, Mike, turnovers are going to be a big part of this game. Alton has turned the ball over already four times here in the first 4 minutes and 8 seconds.
Yeah, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears defense has really been good. And they have a six-point lead right now at 9-3. Corbett with it. That was Molly over to Adriana. Adriana looking inside. Gets it off to Molly. Molly will put it up and draw a foul. Sisters working well together there. I think they played basketball together a little while.
Probably out in the driveway every day.
Molly Corbett at the free throw line. Molly's off to a good start. She's got 3 points on the night. In fact, the leading scorer for the Lady Bears so far. Missed the first free throw. They've had balanced attack. They've had four players score. Second shot on the way is good. 4 points for Corbett, makes it a 10-3 ball game. Bears with pressure defense again. Up the floor, Reese with it. Reese picks up her dribble, gives it out to Montgomery. Montgomery, back door to Haney, will put it up and in. That was a nice play by the Lady Comets. Alton gets an easy two.
Yeah, the freshman Haney with good awareness to make that back door cut.
Yep, her defender turned her head and she did what she's supposed to do, went to the basket. Molly Corbett's pass is stolen by Montgomery. Montgomery going to the basket, puts it up, puts it in.
Three-point game.
Quick, it's a three-point game. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Shot on the way by Davis, no good. Rebound by Adriana Corbett. Molly almost lost it. She's on the floor trying to get free, and she's out of bounds. Good defense by the Alton Lady Comets here. Player checking in for Alton is number three. That is Gracie Warren.
A little more experience. Get a senior in there and a freshman going to the bench. Get a little rest and probably words of encouragement from the coaches down there.
Montgomery will bring the ball up the floor. Alton can get it to within one or three if they can make a long one, or tied if they get a long one. Bears switching that defense. It is hard to get it past those guards from Mammoth Spring. They are just so quick. Molly Corbett guarding the defender, and we got a travel call.
Molly, got good defensive pressure. They forced Mackenzie Smith to travel with it.
Molly and Adriana Corbett teaming up out there to force that turnover. Tay Davis will take the inbound pass. Walks it into the front court. Gives it to Washam on the wing. Back out to Davis. Davis into the middle to Corbett. Back over to Washam for three. That's good. Bryn Washam with the three. She's got five now. And the Bears are back up by six. Almost a steal by Young. She did steal it off to Washam. Washam to the basket will put it up and in. Washam with seven. Bears again with pressure. Montgomery gets the inbound. She's guarded by Davis. Trying to bring it up the sideline. Davis almost got a steal. She's going to get a foul instead. Bears really aggressive here defensively.
Yeah, and that time, Davis got a little bit out of control with the hand slapping at the ball. They got her on the wrist.
And that's what we talked about. That's what the Bears have got to do because they can't let them get it down inside. They've got to try to take it away from them out here. And right now.
I think one of the officials getting him a Tums or something. I don't know what's going on.
That's what it looks like. Well.
I don't know, maybe working. Oh, his lanyard for his whistle broke.
Got to fix his whistle.
Yeah.
Got to have that whistle. So the Alton Lady Comets will inbound. That foul on Davis was her first. Inbound play. Montgomery with it. Guarded by Corbett. Gives it to Haney. Haney for three. It's good. Nice shot there by Miley Haney.
Yeah, the freshman's a really good player.
She's got 5 points. Quickly across the floor. Washam out to Davis. Davis fake the three. Goes underneath the Corbett. Back to Young. Quick passes here by the Lady Bears. Washam for three. That's no good. Rebound by Montgomery. Montgomery turns and brings it up the floor. It's a five-point ball game, 15-10. Molly Corbett, the sophomore, guarding Montgomery. Back over to number 20 for Alton. I don't have 20.
Smith,
Smith. I've got Smith with the basketball. Young outlet out to Montgomery. Montgomery from a three from the parking lot.
That's that quick release she's got. She gets it off in a hurry.
6 points for Montgomery, and it's a two-point ball game. Tay Davis with the basketball. She's going to give it to Young on the wing. Back out to Davis. Tay looking inside. Back over to Young. Almost lost it. Picks it up. Back out to Davis. Down to 16 on the shot clock. They'll bring it across to Molly Corbett. Over to Adriana Corbett. Back out. Tay Davis for three. And that's good. Tay Davis knocks down the three. She don't shoot a lot of them, but she's a pretty good shot. With the basketball, Montgomery brings it into the front court. Double team from Adriana and Molly Corbett. And one of them got called for a foul.
Yeah, and that's the 15th foul on Mammoth Spring already in the quarter. So
that'll be free throws.
Yeah, Alton should be shooting free throws right here.
And they are not going. Coach Benson's telling them that's five. Evan Montgomery at the line. Evan with 6 points in the ball game to lead the Lady Comets. Brim Washam has seven, leading Mammoth Spring. Evan at the line shoots the first one. It's good. 7 points now for Montgomery. 7.3 seconds left, first quarter. It's been a good quarter. Second shot on the way is good. 8 points. Tay Davis going to let the ball roll. She'll pick it up. Gives it to Washam. Washam trying to go inside. Turnover. Montgomery almost lost it and was called for the travel, but it doesn't matter. That's the end of the quarter. Your score, 18-15. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead the Alton Lady Comets. Back here in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Does your family raise poultry for fresh eggs, competition, or just for fun? A successful foundation for your flock is proper care teamed with quality nutrition. Your birds deserve the best, and Kent's Home Fresh Poultry products provide the nutrient-rich diet to keep them thriving with quality ingredients formulated to supply the balanced nutrition they need every day. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust. Guaranteed.
See Mills Feed and Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
All right, we are back here at Mammoth Spring High School. The Mammoth Spring Bears lead the Alton Lady Comets at the end of one quarter, 18-15, semifinals of the sixth annual Battle of the Border. Bears have the basketball. Tay Davis to Laney Young for three. That's off the rim. Brim Washam with the basketball. Back out, Young to Davis. Davis looking inside. Across the floor to Molly Corbett. Back out to Davis. Davis underneath. Nice pass to Adriana Corbett, who managed to get that up and in with Willard behind her.
There's a steal by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears.
Bears steal it. Brim Washington puts it up and in and draws a foul. They strike quick. I looked down to write a score down, and they were headed the other way.
It's that pressure defense again. I mean, you've got to be ready for it because they're going to jump you just at any time.
22-15, a seven-point Lady Bear lead. Matching their biggest lead so far.
Well, a 4-0 run to start this third quarter and a rebound off
the
missed free throw.
On the missed free throw. Molly Corbett with it in the corner. She'll come out to Young. Young looking underneath. Back over to Davis. Davis faked the move left. They go underneath to Corbett. Back out. Good quick passes. Davis for three. That's off the rim. No good. Molly Corbett with a rebound. Back up and in. Molly Corbett having a good first half. She's already got 6 points and several rebounds.
Two rebounds.
24-15, 9-point Lady Bear lead. Montgomery with Corbett on it. Brings it outside. They try to work it in. They get it to Reese. Reese high post out to Montgomery. Back over to Reese. Now to Willard. Willard turns, puts the shot up. No good. Rebound by Davis. Tate with her head up looking forward. gives it to Corbett. Adriana back out to Young, to Davis. Davis, good pass inside to Corbett. Up and in for two. When the Bears move the ball like that, it's hard to stop them.
Yeah, they've really picked up the pace here in this first minute and a half of the second quarter, trying to kind of create some distance and do what the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears do.
11-point lead for Mammoth Spring. Timeout taken by Coach Benson and the Alton Lady Comets. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The countdown to Christmas is on at Monty's Outdoors. Just days to go and you can save 40%. That's right, 40% off on all outdoor, athletic, and camo clothing. Columbia, Under Armour, Hook, Nomad, and more is all 40% off now through Christmas Eve. Shop great gift ideas like trucker hats, Costa sunglasses, Smart Wool socks, and Yeti tumblers. Find Case and Outdoor Edge knives, Hawk optics, and Fox Pro game calls. Gifts for everyone at Monty's Outdoors. Gift cards available open Sundays 1 to 5.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. Adriana Corbett at the free throw line trying to complete a three-point play. She got the bucket, has 6 points. And the free throw is good. Make it 7. Lady Bears quickly go right into that press. Montgomery will take the inbound. Everybody will back off now. And she'll bring it up the floor. Gives it over to Haney. Haney picks up her dribble, needs help. Comes back out to Smith. Back to Reese. Reese guarded by Davis. Hands off to Montgomery. Over to Haney. Haney goes baseline. Good recovery there defensively by the Lady Bears. Willard inside. Gets it back over on the side. Lady Comets now. Passing the ball around the outside, down to 4 seconds. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound, Reese, off to Willard. She'll put it up and in. Good offensive rebound there by Reese, and then a good pass over to Allie Willard.
Just the fourth rebound for the Alton Lady Comets. They've been out-rebounded 8-4 so far in this game.
Lady Bears with the basketball. Molly Corbett gives it to Washam on the right wing. Back out to Davis. Davis around to Corbett. She's going to fire for three. That's no good. Rebound by Brim Washam, back up and in. Washam in double figures now with 11. A quiet 11. Almost a steal there by Washam. And Alton will have the basketball right beside their bench. It's a 12-point Mammoth Spring lead now, 29-17.
Trantham checking into the game for the Lady Comets.
All right, Emma Trantham in, number 30. She checks in, and the Comets will bring it up the floor. Working the wall inside. Actually, Trantham's number 25. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
I was looking at the wrong number.
And that was Haney trying to lob it inside to Willard. Just didn't get it up high enough, and Corbett knocked it out of bounds for Mammoth Spring, for the Lady Bears.
Almost a steal on the inbound. Haney will fire the jumper. That's no good. Rebound by Tay Davis. Tay up the floor to Young. Young to Adriana Corbett. Gets the ball back on the cut. Goes to basket. Puts it up. Puts it in. I've watched the Lady Bears play a couple of games this year. This is the sharpest they've looked so far.
Yeah, they've looked really good tonight.
In this game tonight. Inside to Willard. Willard puts the shot up. Can't get it to go. Tay Davis with a rebound.
Fifth rebound for Tay already tonight.
Oh, she had Molly Corbett. Good idea, just a little bit too high.
Yeah, 5 rebounds already tonight for Tay Davis.
Laney Young will get a breather now as Jaylee Tyson checks in. First substitution for Coach Small here in the first half. Down to 4:39 to play in the second quarter. Haney with the basketball. She's guarded by Tyson, number 14, guarding number 14. And Jaylee Tyson going to get called for the foul. That is the first foul here in the second quarter on the Lady Bears. As aggressive as they've been. Inbound play here. Young looking to come in, still looking. Going to lob it out to Willard. It goes off her back, picked up by Corbett. Adriana to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Adriana Corbett now with 11 points. Quickly back the other way. Haney on the dribble. She'll hand it off. Smith for three. It's good. Comets needed that one.
They needed that one badly.
It was starting to get away from them. Still a 13-point lead for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, 33-20. Tay Davis over to Washam. Inside to Tyson. Back out Davis for three. It's on the way. No good. Brim Washam with a rebound. She'll go back up and in. Washam now with 13. Bears again with the pressure. Reese had it knocked away. Falls to the floor. Gets it off to Haney, and Molly Corbett going to be called for the foul. Second foul on the Lady Bears here in the quarter. 15-point lead now, 35-20. Laney Young checking back in. Molly Corbett going to get a breather.
Think these Mammoth Spring Lady Bears don't crash the board. They've out-rebounded Alton 12-4.
Wow. And giving up the size that they're
about
giving
eight of those on the offensive end.
Lady Bears on defense. Lady Comets with the basketball. Reese with it. Reese trying to get free. Lobs it into Willard. And it's knocked away. Picked up, though, by Willard. And she's going to drive in. And they're going to call the charge. Good defense there by Tay Davis. Stepped in front of her. Drew the charge. That'll be the second on Willard. Mammoth Spring on offense will head back the other way. Jaylee Tyson out front. She'll pass it into the corner. They work it around to Adriana Corbett. Adriana up to Young, back to Tyson. Tyson back to Washam. Playing catch with it on the right side. They take it down on the baseline to Corbett. Corbett back out to Washam. Washam goes in, had her shot blocked, but the ball comes out. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Got to shoot it. Washam will miss the shot. Rebound taken down by Alton. Good defense that time by the Lady Comets. They'll head the other way. Evan Montgomery gives the ball off to number one. That's McIntyre. Off to Willard. Willard to Montgomery to McIntyre. She'll put it up and in.
Nice recognition there by Evan Montgomery. Saw her teammate cutting down a baseline for the easy two.
Yep. Kaylee McIntyre with her first two. With the basketball. Tyson out to Young. They work it underneath to Corbett. Corbett to Davis. Her shot is short. She gets her own rebound. Goes back up. Puts it up and in. Tay Davis with an athletic play there. She's got seven. The lead's back to 15. 37-22. Montgomery will walk it across half court. Picked up by Young. And the ball's going to go almost out of bounds. Saved back in. Picked up by Davis. Tay to the basket. Puts it up. Puts it in. 9 points now for Davis after the turnover on the Lady Comets. Montgomery with it. Montgomery gives it off to McIntyre. Tyson on her. Dribbles around the outside. It's stolen again by Davis. Tay to the basket. Using her quickness, puts it up, puts it in. Tay Davis has been everywhere. That's 11 points now for Davis. And it's a 19-point lead now. 41-22. Montgomery outside. Gives it to Reese. Reese looking inside to Willard. Had the ball knocked away. That's going to be a foul on Brim Washam, a push. Had a hand in the back. Called for the push here. Reminder to people in the area, you want to see another good game. We got the Isser County Cougars and the Liberty Eagles set to play in the final semifinal matchup of the night.
Over on the boys' side.
On the boys' side. This will be the final girls' semifinal matchup. The winner placed there. With the basketball, Montgomery gives it off to McIntyre. McIntyre to Smith. Back over to Montgomery. She's on the left side. Couple of dribbles. She's double-teamed. Ball's loose on the floor. Picks it up. Puts the shot up. Rebound inside. Back up, no good. That rebound by number 25, Trantham. She couldn't get it to go. Washam up the floor. Almost lost it. Saves it back in. Tyson to Corbett. Corbett almost lost it. Goes back and gets it. And Bears just a little quicker to the basketball right now. All the way underneath. The ball's loose on the floor. Diving after it. We got a couple of players. Jump ball called. It'll belong to Alton. So Lady Bears leading by 19. Alton with the basketball. Checking into the ball game is number three. That's Gracie Warren. She'll come in and Evan Montgomery will get a breather. She's had to work hard out there to try to bring the ball up against this defense. With the basketball. Alton Lady Comets working around. Haney. She's going to fire the jumper. That's no good. Rebound by Corbett. Adriana pushing the ball up the floor. Gives it to Molly Corbett. Back out to Davis. Tate will take it left side. Looks at the defense. Now finds Young in the corner. They work it in. Adriana Corbett back out to Davis. She'll fire for three. It's good. Tay Davis at the end of the half hits the three to make it 44-22. Mammoth Spring leading Alton. We'll take a break, come back, and you'll look at your halftime stats in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, tutors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the boot heel. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it or to get a great deal on firearms, tools, and much more is to go to Alton Gun and Pond, West 160 across from Harps in Alton. They got a great selection of over 250 guns in stocks, ammo, tools, electronics, jewelry, and much more. Buy, sell, trade at Alton Gun and Pond. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver, turn it into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pond, 417-778-7153.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. At the half, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears leading big 44-22 over the Alton Lady Comets. We'll take a look at the first half scoring. First of all, for Alton, Alton was led by Evan Montgomery. Evan with 8 points. Looks like 5 points for Miley Haney, 4 for Allie Willard, 3 points for Mackenzie Smith, and 2 points for Kaylee McIntyre. For the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, they were led in the first half by Tay Davis. Tay with 14 points, 13 points for Bryn Washam, 11 for Adriana Corbett, and 6 points for Molly Corbett. Lady Bears really took control in that second quarter. It was a three-point ball game after one, 18-15. But in that second quarter, they outscored the Alton Lady Comets 26-7. To take a 22-point lead. So a big second quarter for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Again, this is the semifinals in the girls' bracket. The winner will meet the Thayer Lady Bobcats on Saturday in the championship game at 6. Lady Bobcats earlier tonight defeated Highland 53-28. On the boys' side, we've had one game tonight. The Mammoth Spring Bears get a win as they got a tough win over the Highland Rebels 64-58. Mammoth Spring will play in the championship game Saturday at 7:30 against the winner of the final game of the evening here between the Isser County Cougars and the Liberty Eagles. We want to say thank you again to our Lady Bear boosters for this season. Our boosters include Clary Funeral Home in Alton and Thayer, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Forster's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton and Alton and Thayer, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated and Towing and Thayer, Thayer Walmart, Sunset Salon and Barbering and Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, Cooper Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, Fred O'Neill, Attorney at Law at 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Dr. Scott Rehm at Rehm Optometry in Thayer. Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer. Alton Bank and their branch Bank of Birch Tree. State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center. Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains and Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Your Comet boosters for the season include Clary Funeral Home in Alton, Mammoth Spring, and Thayer. Thayer Walmart, Allen Supported Living, Thayer Ready Mix, Simpson's True Value in Alton, and Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer. Again, that is your boosters for Lady Comet basketball. This game was close through most of that first quarter as these two teams fought hard. They went back and forth, but the Lady Bears pressure defense kept forcing turnovers and getting easy shots, and they've ran out now to a 22-point lead here at the halftime break. Lady Bears are back out here. They've been out for a while now, shooting around, getting ready to go. The Lady Comets still in the locker room on the far end of the floor. We see the Isser County Cougars warming up. They'll get ready to play in the other semifinal of the boys' side coming up here immediately following our game. We're about 2 minutes away from the start of our second half. We'll take another break back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Psst, it's no secret. The reason people bank where they bank is trust and personal service. It's why so many people bank at Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree. Sure, they have competitive loan rates. They pay high yields on their CDs, money market accounts, and interest-bearing accounts. They are a full-service bank. But what attracts many of their customers is trust and personal service. Bank where you feel comfortable. Worth changing banks for. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients at Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, located at 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-thru at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. Worried about your trade-in value this Christmas vacation?
It was an ugly car anyways.
No problem. We're paying top dollar for your trade.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC.
Get great buys and something real nice, Clark.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. We're up here on the hill, and the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears put on a show in that second quarter, outscoring the Lady Comets 26-7 to take a 22-point halftime lead. Lady Bears have the ball as we start the second half. Tay Davis over to Corbett. Molly Corbett on the left wing, looking inside out front to Lainey Young. Her pass is tipped but picked up by the Lady Bears. Inside, Bryn Washam. Bryn underneath, back outside. Tay Davis for three. That's on the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by Willard, and she's going to be fouled by Molly Corbett. Molly ran into the back of Willard as she tried to go up the floor. Was called for the foul. That is her third. That's a big foul for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Coach Small hasn't made a move to the bench yet, though. With the basketball, Haney. She's looking at a double team, comes outside. Almost a turnover, a lot of contact. Steal made. Bryn Washam to the basket. She'll put it up, put it in. Lainey Young made that steal. A lot of contact on that, but the Lady Bears get the bucket. Montgomery pass into the corner to Haney. Haney passing underneath, and that's going to be a foul on Lainey Young. Lainey called for the foul. That's her second. So Lady Bears picking up some quick fouls here a minute into the second half. Actually, that's Laney's third, so two of the starters now with three fouls. Inbound play. Smith with it. Smith will give it to Montgomery. She's double-teamed. Brings it all the way back around the front. Lady Bears back in a zone now. Willard inside, and she'll put it up and in for the easy two. She's got six. Back to a 22-point lead, 46-24. With a basketball, Young going to fire for three. It's on the way. It's good. Lady Young's first points of the ball game, and the Lady Bears with their biggest lead, lead it by 25. Quickly back the other way. Smith with it. Smith to Montgomery. She'll fire for three. That's good. Evan Montgomery from way outside. She's got 11, and Coach Small wants a timeout. Timeout taken, 49-27. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. Lady Comets back out on the floor. They are ready to go. Coach Small still talking to his team here on the sideline. It's a 22-point Lady Bear lead right now, 49-27. That's what it was at the half. Teams have exchanged a couple of three-pointers each and a couple of twos. And we are ready to go. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will have the basketball. Corbett will trigger the ball in, and Tay Davis will bring it up the floor. Davis on the dribble, crosses half court right now, and looks at his own defense here from the Alton Lady Comets. Under to Corbett, back out to Young, to Davis. Davis thought about the three, back to Young. She thought about the three. Lady Bears moving the ball around the outside. Young for three, it's on the way, it's good. Two straight three-pointers by Lainey Young. Lainey was quiet in the first half, didn't score. She's got six here in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter. Pass inside is knocked away, picked up by the Lady Bears. Lainey Young up the floor to Corbett. Molly to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Strong move by Corbett. She's got eight. Lady Bears now up 54-27. Inside to Willard. Willard puts it up. No good. Rebound by Adriana Corbett. Up the floor to Washam. Washam puts it up, puts it in. Washam with 17. Lady Bears starting to pour it on now, leading by 29. 56-27. With a basketball, Smith over to Montgomery. Montgomery's trip. Corbett going to be called for the foul. That's Adriana Corbett. Jaylee Tyson going to check in. Molly Corbett out. Molly has three fouls. So the Lady Comets will inbound on the sideline. Mackenzie Smith to trigger the ball in. She'll bring it in to Evan Montgomery, right back to Smith. Smith picks up her dribble, needs help. Works the ball inside, almost stolen. Picked up by the Lady Comets. Missed shot, rebound pulled down by Tay Davis. Tay. Kicks it out to Young. They quickly jump out on her. She's hit a couple of threes right there in that spot. Young thought about it, didn't do it. Nice pass underneath to Brim Washam. 19 now for Washam. And this lead is now at 31 points, 58-27. Down to 4:35 to play third quarter. With a steal, Washam headed the other way. Brent. All the way to the basket. She's going to be fouled as she tried to go up with it. And Brim Washam will go to the free throw line. Looking for her 20th point of the ball game. A chance to build on a 31-point lead. This game was close after one quarter. Lady Bears took over in the second, and they just continue to build here in the third quarter. And they're going to say, there's some discussion. They say she was in the act of shooting, so Washam at the line. Knocks in the first. She's got 20. Checking back in is Willard and trying to see who the other player is that checked in. Looks like McIntyre. At the line, Brim Washam. Brin's free throw is on the way. It's good. Washam with 21. Montgomery will walk the ball up the floor. Looks at this defense from the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Gives to McIntyre. Her pass is blocked and taken by Mammoth Spring. Another steal. Mammoth Spring on offense. Tyson looking inside across to Washam. Washam for three. It's good. Brim Washam starting to warm up now. Has 24 points. And the Lady Bears lead it by 36. With the basketball. Montgomery outside going to shoot the long three. That's good. Montgomery with 14 in the ball game. Cuts the lead back to 33. Washam with the basketball. Out to Tyson. She's going to fire for three. That's in and out. No good. Fight for the rebound. Picked up by Smith. Mackenzie Smith on the drive. She'll hold up. Gives it to Montgomery. Montgomery thought about the three. Goes to Willard. Under to McIntyre. Her shot no good. Fight for the rebound. Back up and in. And that was
Trantham.
Trantham, number 25. Her first two of the ball game. Makes it a 31-point ball game. 63-32, 3:07 underneath. They'll come back out. Robbins has checked in now for Mammoth Spring. Bethany Robbins, the big sophomore. Tyson to Washam, out to Davis. Davis fakes, goes baseline, pull-up jumper is no good. Rebound pulled down by Smith. McKenzie will hand to Montgomery. Back to Smith. Smith drives in, kicks it out to Willard. She's going to fire for three. That's no good. Rebound. Back up and in by McIntyre.
And a foul.
And a foul. Kaylee McIntyre will go to the line here. They've cut the lead back to 29 now. 63-34. At the line, McIntyre sets for the first one. It's on the way for the free throw. It's on the way. Bethany Robbins pulls down the rebound. She'll give it out to Davis, up to Corbett. Corbett to Tyson, inside to Davis. Davis back out to Corbett. Adriana back to Tay. They swing it around. Washam for three. And it's good. Brim's starting to heat up. She's got 27 now in the ballgame.
She's really finding her stroke.
Yep. 66-34. Your score now. 32-point lead. Willard shoots the jumper. Nice looking shot. Willard with 8 points in the ballgame. Mammoth Spring back up the floor. Tay Davis. Looks like Lainey Young and Molly Corbett set to check back in. They're at the scorer's table. Davis outside looking underneath to Robbins. Comes back out to Washam. Washam around to Corbett. Adriana back out to Brin. Brin looking inside. Down to 7 seconds on the shot clock. Corbett with it. Adriana's going to put the shot up on the run and put it in. Tough shot by Corbett. She's got 13. And the Lady Bears build the lead to 34. Evan Montgomery is going to be fouled by Jaylee Tyson. And that'll stop play and get Lainey Young and Molly Corbett in. And that'll give Brim Washam and Adriana Corbett a breather. Rotating these starters around, getting a couple of them out, getting them some time, some rest now.
Yeah, Mike, this game has really kind of developed a really good flow. I mean, even though it's a 68-36 score,
yeah.
Both teams are kind of getting into a little bit of rhythm on both ends of the floor.
Yep, starting to move the ball a little bit, getting some good shots. Lady Bears, the difference in this game has been that second quarter. They outscored the Alton Lady Comets 26-7 in the second quarter.
Yeah, that was a ball game right there. That pressure defense, Alton just couldn't hold them off.
Montgomery makes the first free throw. She's got 15, missed the second. Rebound back up and in by Trantham. Second field goal for Trantham. She's got 4. Down to 1:10 to play third quarter. Bears with the basketball. Gives it out to Young. Young. In the middle to Molly Corbett, out to Tay Davis. Tay drives the baseline, looking, comes over to Young. Gives it to Molly Corbett. Molly, oh, nice feed, got it to Robbins, but they called a travel, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, took off before she got the dribble down. You know, something Coach Small does in a game like this, Mike, that I really like, and that is he integrates his subs in with his starters, so they are up to speed playing at that same speed. I mean, the team never slows down, even though the subs are out there.
And it gives those players that are subbing in a chance to play with the starters in case they need them somewhere down the line. Somebody gets in foul.
And for future years.
With the basketball, Molly Corbett goes into the lane to Young. Young.
Laney should have shot that one.
Yeah, she's hit it. That's her range is the three-point line. She's hit two threes here in the third quarter. Back out. Tyson for three. It's on the way, and it's good. Soft rims. Her first three of the ball game. The Lady Bears with 71 points now here at the end of the third quarter. It's 71-39. Mammoth Spring with the lead. We'll take a break. Back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Steve Airy knows what it takes to be a winner. That's why he chose Solomon Cornelius and his team of experienced agents.
How you're treated matters. If there's one thing I know, you can count on Corn. Monarch Realty, 417-469-2869 or 417-264-2330.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Springs School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its Great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Springs School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Well, welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. We are set to go fourth quarter of play. The Alton Lady Comets will have the ball trailing 71-39. With the basketball, it looks like Haney in the corner picks up the dribble, goes into Willard. Willard turns, puts the shot up, no good. Rebound by Laney Young. And the Bears went back to their starters here to start this fourth. Probably not going to see a lot of it.
Well, there comes a time when you got to start getting your legs under you for four quarters, because eventually they're going to have to play a full four.
Yeah. Lady Bears, Laney Young had it in the lane again. Comes back out, Washam for three, and she finally missed one. Corbett with a rebound. She'll come out to Molly Corbett, her sister. Molly goes in, couldn't get the shot to go, and Willard pulls down a rebound. Good rebound inside by Allie. Quickly back the other way. Haney goes around the defender, all the way down the lane, pass underneath, stolen by Young, and now taken by Davis. Davis up the floor to Corbett. Molly to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Molly Corbett now in double figures. She's the fourth Lady Bear in double figures. She has 10. With the basketball, Smith looking inside, had it knocked away from behind by Laney Young.
Dangerous play there by Laney.
Yep.
You know, back in the day when you and I played, Mike, that's an automatic foul. You reach around from behind.
Every time you reach around, they were going to call it.
That's back in the 70s and the 80s.
don't tell that. Alton with the basketball. They work it inside. Willard couldn't get it to go, and Brim Washam pulls down the rebound. Quickly back up the floor. Laney Young will hand it to Tyson, over to Washam. Down low to Robbins. Bethany back out. Washam for three. It's on the way. It's good. Wow. That is 30 now for Brim Washam.
Wow.
Having a night. 76-39 your score. Mammoth leading big. Running layup is no good. McIntyre. Kaylee McIntyre fouled. And she'll go to the line. We'll see who that foul was on. Number 12, Bethany Robbins, called for her first. McIntyre's free throw is good.
These Alton Lady Comets got a couple of young players that show some promise, Mike. The McIntyre girl and the Haney girl that starts for them, and even Trantham coming off the bench. Some young kids are doing a nice job.
Yeah, they sure are. Bethany Robbins will pull down the rebound on the second free throw that was missed. And Mammoth Spring comes the other way. Laney Young works it in to Washam, back out. They give it back to Laney. She's hit two right there in that spot. Missed that one. And the rebound on a good box out by Reese. She'll get it up the floor to McIntyre. McIntyre guarded by Washam. They work the ball around the outside. McIntyre goes baseline. Jumper up, no good. Fight for the rebound. Taken by Adriana Corbett. Up to Washam. Washam drives in, puts the shot up and in. Bryn did a good job avoiding contact. She's got, looks like 32 now. And the lead is out to 38, 78-40. Almost a steal there by Young. Gives it to Montgomery. She'll fire it up, and that ball is going to go out of bounds. It'll belong to Mammoth Spring. Down to 4:31. This fourth quarter going fast because the clock continues to run. All the starters from Mammoth now come into the sideline.
They'll start prepping for the championship on Saturday.
Yep. There, Lady Bobcats, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Should be a good one. Everybody needs to get here early. Like we said, it's going to be packed. Steal by Smith. Smith to the basket. She'll put it up and put it in. I said all the starters are out. They are not. Molly Corbett is still out there, the sophomore. She'll give it to Williams. Williams over to Robbins. Robbins picks up the dribble, comes out to Crawford. They swing the ball around the outside. Molly Corbett works it inside to Robbins. Robbins had it knocked away. Ball taken by the Alton Lady Comets, number 22. Oh, that was a foul. Looked like she got hit across the arm. No call, and we come back the other way. Lady Bears with the basketball. Williams out to Tyson. They swing it around. Corbett. That's Molly Corbett. Inside to Robbins. Robbins goes up with it, had it blocked. And the ball taken by the Alton Lady Comets. Down to 3:19 to play. We'll get ready. We'll have, three games on Saturday? Three games on Saturday here on K-Country 95.
We'll start with the Alton Lady Comets and the Highland Lady Rebels in the third place game.
Right.
And then in the girls' division.
Then championship
game.
And
the girls' championship and the boys' championship.
That's right. We'll find out later who the boys play. Mammoth with the ball inside. Molly Corbett. Molly's having a nice game. She's got 12 points.
More all five starters in double figures for Mammoth?
No, four of the five. Lainey Young has six. She hit a couple of threes in the third. But everybody else in double figures, including 32 for Bryn Washam.
That'll add to the average.
Yeah, don't hurt. The Lady Comets on offense here trying to get a shot up. They do. Can't get it to go. Rebound back up and in. And we'll try to check the names and numbers here for Alton. We've had more
and
players.
That was Gracie Warren there, number three.
Gracie Warren's going to go to the foul line. Also into the ball game for Alton is Lily Haddock, number 23. And trying to see the other
number. Kaylee McIntyre, number
Kaylee McIntyre, one number
is one. Still out there.
And you've got Emma Trantham. And number 12, which is Jessica
Green, yep. And more in for Mammoth Spring. Number Jaylee zero Tyson. Just checks in.
That is Lauren Parker. Lauren Parker and Jaylee Tyson out as Warren made the free throws. Gracie's first two. With a basketball, Williams gives it to Parker in the corner. Lauren's pass is off the hands of Williams and then turned back over by Alton. Both teams with back-to-back turnovers there.
Minute 20 to go, Mike.
Down to a minute 20 in this one. The Alton Lady Comets and the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will get set for Saturday now, like you said. Lady Bears will play Thayer. Lady Comets will play Highland with the basketball. They work it inside. Allie Reisner back out to Parker. Back to Reisner. They give it across the floor now through Williams' hands and out of bounds. Right to the referee.
Good enough for him.
Yeah. And the Lady Comets head the other way. Final 46 seconds as the clock ticks down here. Green with it. Looking to get free. Passed off to Haddock. She can't get it to go. Lady Bears with a steal. Lauren Parker. Lauren going to the basket. Lost it. Kicks it back out. They'll give it to Williams. Around to Guernsey. Guernsey couldn't hang on to it. picked up by Green. Green to the basket. She'll put it up and draw a foul.
And that'll effectively end the game right
that'll
there.
That'll do it. She'll shoot the free throws, but
if they get her to the line in time.
Yeah, they'll stop the clock and let her get her free throws in. Stopped it at 10.7. Shot on the way by Green. It's off the rim, no good. 80-44 right now, Bears by 36. Second shot by Green. It's up and it's no good, out of bounds. Clock's running now. And pretty well run out here as the Lady Bears bring it up the floor. 2 seconds left. Lauren Parker with it. She'll hang on to it. 80-44 your final. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with an impressive win here in the semifinals of the Battle of the Border.